a writer. My weekly devotion to this Audible editorial is my delight. My handwritten journals date back to 1975, high school, where I discovered my soul's ignition through the power of the pen on paper. I've written 3 one-woman shows and 2 screenplays. I'm also the author of the book Family Secrets, published by Simon Schuster, and I've had the honor of being included in a few anthologies as well. I can't express the extraordinary pleasure of being published and receiving the first print of the book in the mail, the joy of fondling the hardcover and feeling the smooth, lovely texture of the pages, and seeing my name as author. I've been blessed. It is difficult to get published these days. The industry has been hit hard by the recession, and the truth is people are spending more time online and TV than with a good book. I've noticed at our libraries lately that there are more people using the computers than lingering in the aisles, thumbing through the pages. We just got our 3-year-old granddaughter a library card and made a huge deal of it. Then we sat in the children's section and just indulged ourselves all afternoon. I love books. Not just reading them, but being near them, smelling them, touching them, turning their pages, slipping on their jackets. Don't you? Don't you love getting into a hot, bubbly tub or a big, cozy bed or under a down quilt and journaling or reading? I'm in the middle of the essays We Are the Ones We've Been Waiting For by Alice Walker, and I recently devoured The Witch of Portobello and 3 other books by Paulo Coelho. I'm savoring the memoir of Ellen Johnston Sirleaf, Africa's first woman president. Reading books is my idea of nirvana, heaven, pure relaxation, vacation. And I'm a glutton for the pleasures of wandering through the local bookstores, Gallery Books in Mendocino, Cheshire Books or Windsong in Fort Bragg, The Book Juggler or Leaves of Grass in Willits, Four-Eyed Frog in Point Arena, Mendocino Book Company in Ukiah. They give me the feeling of going to the most wonderful grandmother's house. I just want to sit on a soft cushion or rocking chair and stack a pile of books next to me, wander around the world and forward and back in time for hours on end. Local bookstores always offer calendars, little crafts, games, holiday cards by local artists, and of course, so many friends and neighbors we can't help joyfully bumping into them. And I'm always amazed at how much the owners and employees of the local bookstores know about their wares, sharing their favorites and thumbnail reviews to guide us through the ever-growing tables of contents. These days, I know lots of folks are buying books online, looking for bargains, even resorting to reading the books themselves on computers through programs like Kindle and iBooks. But I beg you, kind consumer, beware. It is at our local bookstores and libraries that our treasures lie, that the real thing remains, that you can touch and feel and pass on to your sisters, your best friends, your children, your grandchildren, like our 25-year-old treasury of Dr. Seuss, which includes Yertle the Turtle and Gertrude McFuzz. Reading to our granddaughter the same book that I read my 22-year-old and seeing the little scribbles in the margins, oh, you really can't beat a bargain like that. That's the real thing, the visceral, the physical record of a family in your hand. You don't have to rely on a satellite or a battery or a download or electricity. All you need is a candle, not a Kindle. Keep our local independent booksellers alive and well. This is Sherry Fraser West.